Good morning and welcome to Coffee Time. This morning, our guest is Teresa Decker with the Devil's Lake Community Orchestra, and we're going to be talking about an upcoming concert that's happening later on in April. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning, Eric.
And thanks for coming on the program this morning.
You're most welcome.
All right, and now you've got kind of a appropriate theme for this month's concert with spring here now, Strings in Bloom.
Yes, I thought that was a great name for it, and having a great spring concert coming up. That will be Sunday, April 28th at 2 p.m., and it will be in the Devil's Lake High School.
All right, and now tickets for the concert available at the door?
Yes, you just get them at the door, and admission for adults is $10. Children and students are free, and this concert, the board made a motion that all nursing home residents can come for free as well, so we're in the process of inviting them to come.
All right, and some of the various musical selections probably have some tie into spring then, too?
You know, that's kind of funny because I would say not. We're doing Masquerade Waltz. This is my personal favorite by Kachaturian. And then we have some selections from Hansel and Gretel by Engelbert Humperdinck. But two really exciting pieces that I've never heard before are variations on a Korean folk song, which has really challenged us orchestra members. And then Into the Storm, but it is reminiscent. I believe our conductor, Jeremiah Johnson, said that this was written by somebody in Minnesota. And it's very reminiscent of those spring storms, so I hope it won't be the catalyst for one.
Have one that afternoon or something, yeah. All right. And now, as far as the concert itself, is there an intermission then, too?
Yes. This year, we're having a great silent auction, and during intermission, people can bid on items. Also, there will be some snack items there from the Devil's Lake Music Club, and monies from that help to send kids to the summer music camps. But this year, our silent auction is just all things that have been donated by community businesses, and we just have such a great community here in Devil's Lake that supports so many causes. So the bids start at 1, and people can come in, look at an item, look at items, and start to bid, and then again at intermission. So I'm excited about that as well.
Okay, and what do you expect the running time on the concert itself to be?
By the time you put in the intermission, probably about an hour and a half, maybe a tish more, but...
Okay, and then we were talking before we came on the air, too, that this is kind of the wrap-up for the spring season, but you are working on putting together kind of a maybe a mini-concert or two over the summer as well.
Right. We're hoping to play a time or two this summer. There's a couple of things kind of in the works, so I won't spill the beans on those. But we will be playing at the Madoc Renaissance again in September.
All right, and talking about the community orchestra, too, I would imagine we've got a wide variety of musicians, and you're always looking to add to the roster as well.
That's for sure. We have people that in the orchestra that come all the way from Tallna to Park River, Carrington to Leeds, as well as many local Lake Region players. We have high schoolers through retirees. And we start practicing several weeks before each concert. Thursday nights is our practice time. But, yes, we're always looking for new orchestra members. And the best way to contact us is through our Facebook page, which is just simply Devil's Lake Community Orchestra.
Okay, and you've got a local board of directors as well.
We do, yep, some great people that serve on the board, and it is definitely a working board. We just last Thursday got all of the brochures ready to go out, had to tape them and address them, and so many people will be getting those in the mail. They have information about the upcoming concert, but as well they have information on how you can become a supporting member of the Devil's Lake Community Orchestra.
Okay, and I was going to say you've got various levels of membership there, too, and that's kind of outlined in the brochure.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, and again, the spring concert coming up on Sunday, April 28th. Sunday.
Yep, Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and again, tickets at the door.
That's right.
All right. I guess, Teresa, anything else you wanted to mention about the spring concert for the Devil's Lake Community Orchestra?
Well, again, I want to plug for the silent auction. We already have some great items lined up. There's gift certificates for meals for several of our local eating establishments. Some of the area businesses have put together gift baskets, subscription to the newspaper. There's a leaf blower and a collectible tractor, all that I'm aware of so far.
All right. So an eclectic offering there for the silent auction.
Yes, definitely.
All right, sounds good. Well, Teresa, we appreciate you taking time out to come on the program this morning and talk more about the community concert for the orchestra coming up again Sunday, April 28th at the High School Commons here in Devil's Lake. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, and I hope people turn out.
All right, that's going to do it for the show this morning. Joining me this morning has been Teresa Deckard, who's on the Board of Directors of the Devil's Lake Community Orchestra. And, of course, you can join me each weekday morning at 9:05 on KDLR and 11:30 on KZZY for Coffee Time.